Hey everyone, I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN 10. A shakeup in the U.S. government leads off today's show. Yesterday, the White House announced that Randolph Tex Allis, the director of the U.S. Secret Service, would be leaving his position. Director Allis says he was told weeks ago that changes were coming. The White House thanked him for his decades of service and said he did a great job. But the Secret Service came under scrutiny recently after an arrest was made at a resort in Florida owned by U.S. President Donald Trump. He's met several international leaders at his Mar-a-Lago club, and the accused trespasser is a Chinese woman who'd gotten past security carrying Chinese passports and a flash drive with computer-threatening malware. The Secret Service says it does not decide who gets into the resort. But the incident raised security questions, even though the White House says Alice's departure isn't related to it. Meantime, Alice's boss, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, is leaving her job. President Trump made that announcement on Sunday. In her resignation letter, Secretary Nielsen praised the department's workers for their service and sacrifices and said she hoped the next secretary would have congressional support in fixing the laws that have, quote, impeded our ability to fully secure America's borders. The southern border with Mexico has been a major focus of the Trump administration. Last month, U.S. officials estimated they'd stopped 100,000 people there from entering the U.S. illegally. The government says that's the highest monthly number of migrants in more than a decade. Observers say the president was getting more and more frustrated about it. He'd even threatened to close the border. Congressional Democrats say Secretary Nielsen's resignation shows how the Trump administration's border security and immigration policies have failed. Congressional Republicans say Nielsen served honorably and that they're confident the Homeland Security Department is in good hands. Kevin McAleenan, the current U.S. Customs and Border Commissioner, will serve as temporary DHS Secretary until Nielsen's replacement is confirmed by the Senate.